We'll sing stanzas from two different hymns today, beginning with hymn 131, the first two stanzas of 131. Sing a stanza from hymn 90 afterwards. Most of the homes in my neighborhood, even though the days are getting longer already, the homes are no longer as brightly lit as they were last month. And here on campus too, the lights and decorations have been pretty well put away for next year. We usually decorate well before Christmas, but we're not alone in that. So does the whole town, with lights and glitter and scent of pine and bayberry and spice. For Mary and Joseph, on the other hand, God brought the decorations, the glittering gold, the perfumed incense, the gifts, after Jesus was born. We just sang of it in the hymn, and we hear of it in Matthew chapter 2. I'm just going to read one verse. When he had called together, that is Herod, had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, this was verse 4, and it's one of the most frightening passages in the gospel accounts of Jesus' birth. It is frightening not because Herod was closing in on the child and about to kill him, and not because he was going to lie to the wise men about his intentions, which he was. It's frightening not even because he was already preparing to send his soldiers and wherever he had to kill and hack to pieces all the children of that town and thus ensure the death of the one who was born king of the Jews. The reason that this passage is so frightening is that Herod knew. He knew just who the wise men were talking about. He did not ask the Jewish leaders if they knew anything about a pretender to the throne. He did not ask if they had heard anything on the street. He asked them where the Christ was. They hadn't said that word, but he knew what they were talking about, where the Christ, the Messiah, promised by Jehovah, would be born. He also knew where to go for the answer. He did not go to an astrologer or a palm reader or even to his spies and snitches in town. He went to the teachers of the Word of God. And he knew that this newborn king was one to be worshipped, as he told the wise men that I may go and worship him also. He knew, but he never made it to Bethlehem. He called the wise men in for a conference. He learned everything he could about Christmas and pondered how he could use this to his advantage, to get what he wanted out of it. He knew in his head, but he had his own plans, his own thoughts about what was important, his own ideas of how things should work out. Well, we know that he was thwarted in his plans, don't we? So why is this frightening to us? Because you and I also know who the wise men were talking about. You and I also know where to go to get the information about the Lord's Christ. And each of us also has our own Herod tagging along with us, with our own plans, our own thoughts about what is important for us right now, or our own ideas of how things should work out for us. Herod was wise, as the world calls wise. Perhaps he knew that none of his people would really believe that he wanted to worship, that if he headed for Bethlehem himself, he might scare away his intended victim. So even though he knew this child was also there for him to worship, he simply stayed home and sent the wise men on to Bethlehem alone. That would never happen to us, would it? We would never point out to someone else where the chapel, the church, the Word of God may be found, and then stay home in our, at least in our own thoughts and desires, not really listening to God's message to us. We would never do that, would we? But that's what's so frightening. We would. But thanks be to God, he did not let Herod have his way. Nor did he let Herod rule your life. He came to us in his kind word and took us along with the wise men to Bethlehem. He let us rejoice again to confirm the covenant that he made with us in our baptism. And we have seen the star that leads to the young child again and again on our journey. He has shown us that this child is more precious than any history, any language, any math, any music that we may study, any throne that we may ascend. He is a greater gift than any we can bring to him. He came to pay even for Herod's sins. He came for us. Oh, the joy beyond expressing when by faith we grasp this blessing. When, O Christ, we come addressing thanks to you and highest praise. Amen. We'll close. Our closing prayer will be the last stanza of hymn 90.